Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, that was about as impressive of a performance I've seen in this building. Congratulations.
Thanks, Schulze.
You always talk about turning the page. Usually I ask you about that after a loss, but after a win, does it change?
Yes, it does, because we just know that they are going to be a totally different team tonight. We're going to be a different team tonight too. We're not going to be able to do what we did in the first period tonight. We did last night. We're not going to sneak up on them. They had a hangover, like I mentioned in the post game show last night. They sweep Mankato before break. They're in eighth or whatever they are in the pairwise rankings. They get an article in College Hockey News. They get a big article in their newspaper. You know how it goes, Schulze. I don't need to sit there and tell you that. And, you know, we took advantage of that last night, and part of that was us, part of that was them. But it's not going to be them tonight. And we're just going to have to come out, and we know what we're going to see tonight.
First goal last night off of a clean face-off win. Scored so fast, I don't even know if you can call that a face-off play. What's it take for a guy to be ready to shoot at all times like Aaron Miller was last night?
You better have quick hands like Aaron Miller has. That's the second goal he scored this year like that. And, he's got a quick set of hands. He's got a good set of wrists, and he can get a shot off quick.
Justin Beaudry scored a goal last night, his third of the season. That's great. One of the plays that stood out the most to me anyway was actually a breakdown. You guys are on the power play. He's on the blue line. He gets beat. There's a guy going in 1-on-0. He can either let him go or he can take a penalty. He let him go. It's a smart play in that situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Schulze. I mean, what the heck? I mean, put the faith in our goaltender. Put the faith in our goaltender on the breakaway. And he did that. It was a smart move versus taking a two-minute penalty, taking us off the power play. I agree with you.
There were a couple of penalties called last night in the first, and then not much for the rest of the night. It's not typical for either you or Bowling Green. You guys both draw a lot of penalties. What'd you like about your discipline last night?
Well, I thought again. We talked about it ahead of time. We know they're physical. We know they're going to try to goat you into some stuff too. We got to make sure that we just keep our composure. I mean, our main objective is winning a hockey game. We can't worry about the games within the games, and we were disciplined, and we don't get a lot of penalties, Schulze. So I mean, I guess it was a typical game for us. Granted, I think they only had two power plays, maybe three. What was it, three? You know, overall, it was a pretty disciplined game.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. You played your top four defensemen a lot last night. Your top two and three lines of forwards pretty heavy last night as well. You concerned about fatigue tonight?
No, because I wanted to win last night. Sometimes, you know, I can't worry about Saturday night. Or I guess it's Friday night here, Thursday, Friday. I can't worry about Friday night until Friday. I want to... You know, the way the complexion of the game was going, we had a lead. Things were going well. We got to worry about winning that game.
You know, the first few minutes tonight going to be key. You going to ride those same groups of guys tonight, at least early on, until the game kind of settles in?
No, I mean, no, Schulze. I don't know if from up top, but I rolled four lines until the third period. I rolled four lines until about the 50-minute mark of the third period. And then I went three, and then I put our fourth line out with about 5 minutes to go. No wins. And he rolled our top four. But it's a lot easier riding, you know, your defenseman a little bit right there. You got the TV timeouts too, Schulze. With TV timeouts and, you know, stoppages and play, it's not that hard.
You got a set of objectives each night that you want to meet. Some of them, no goals allowed in the first or last minute of a period, no retaliation penalties, some of that kind of stuff. If I had to guess, you haven't won very many of those objectives in this building in the past. How'd you do last night?
We won 8 out of 12, Schulze. And for the listeners out there, if you win 8 out of 12, the objectives that we have, if you win 8 out of 12, you're going to win the game. You're going to win every game unless... You know, there's the goaltender, you know, obviously beats you on the opposing team. And if you get 7 out of 12, you're going to win about 80% of the time. 6 out of 12, there's your 50-50 split, you know. But these objectives that we have, we've kind of fine-tuned them over the years. And it's amazing how they correlate into wins, losses, or close games. Hey, they're all close games anyway. But last night, I thought the score was closer than the actual game was last night.
Obviously, got a little dicey down the stretch. Do you like how you guys finished?
Well, yeah. I mean, it got dicey down the stretch. 100%. It got dicey down the stretch, and it was dicey the last minute. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes, again, they had pushback. They're strong. I mean, they just they play with a ton of desperation at that time, and we got to look at our 6-on-5 a little bit. I thought we can – there's some things that we can do differently, and we're going to have to do some things differently. But, yeah, it got dicey. But, again, the bottom line is we got it done, and that's all that counts.
What other areas do you want to see improvement tonight?
Hey, there was – I'd love, like I said earlier, Schulze, they're going to be a different team tonight, so we're not going to see the same game. But I'd love to see the same Beaver team tonight. But, again, they're going to have a lot to say about that.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.